Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everyone. We've got Chad out tonight, and I've got my beautiful producer in here, Miss Canadian Chick, and we've got Lambo filling in as a co-host tonight. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Yes, tonight we've got Chadio is out getting some much-deserved rest, and we've got Lambo filling in, which is very exciting. I've wanted to get him back on the show for quite some time. And we have Kramer joining us tonight, which will be lively as always, and I look forward to that. So welcome, Lambo.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Sir, what do you got going on, Mr. Lambo? What do you think about all these current events and old Dr. Fauci stepping down?
You know, it's a lot. And I believe it's just they're just trying to flood the market with whatever they can, keep everybody's mind going, you know, 5-6 different directions. And you can't really focus in on one issue then at that point. If you're trying to focus and get all the details of everything, eventually it just becomes too much. And I think that's what, you know, that's what the news and the media is trying to do is flood the market, make people just go, you know what, I'm just going to step back for a little while and let things tone down, and then I'll jump back in. I think that's what's going on right now.
I think you're absolutely right. Anything to distract us from what's going on with the elections, to keep our minds away from them stealing the election. Yeah, you're right, man. Just look this way, look this way, look this way while we're doing this over here. It's what they've always done. It's not going to change any.
No, I don't believe, and I you know, I know Kramer feels the same way about this. I don't believe we're going to have the elections come November, but we can get into that one later.
Yeah, that's definitely something we should get into. But yeah, I don't think we're going to have any elections either, man. They're definitely pushing to make that not happen for sure. I mean, we've got China and Russia over there playing war games together, and you know, our military is over here spitting gender ideology and. You know, I mean, it's insane.
Having drag shows. I mean, what use is that in a military aspect? Having drag shows. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. They've definitely softened our military. We're loosening the requirements to get in, the educational requirements. We're loosening the physical requirements because they pushed everybody out with the jibby jab. Now they don't have enough people there. They're talking about reinstating the draft. I don't know if you read anything on that, but it's insane.
And allowing women.
2 years.
Allowing women to come in.
Yeah, 2 years. And this is all it's taken to destroy America. Way to go. Joe Biden, way to go. The WEF, the NWO, you did a good job. We still got some fight left in us, though.
I'm really excited for the guest that you have on tonight. I've been trying to talk to Mr. Kramer for a while, and I don't know if I've formally introduced myself. I call myself Lambo, but I'm Kevin up here in Washington State. Having you on is definitely a pleasure, sir.
I don't think we've got Kramer in here yet. I think he's going to call in.
Oh, I thought he clicked on. Here I had this great intro. Man.
No, we don't have him in yet. Usually we wait 10-15 minutes to bring our guest in, and I don't see him on the board yet, so we haven't chimed him in. But yeah, I can't wait till he gets on. He is always a fun guest to have. And with all this doxing and crazy shit that's going on TikTok right now, I'd love to hear from Kramer, man, because it's insane. He's what they're doing to him right now. Is what Brad, Mr. Freedom Stick, and Packing Patriot Tony, that's what we talked about. We had a discussion about it last night. And pretty sure the account that I just lost is going to be my last account there. And I know Tony, he's done, and I know Brad's done too.
I talked to Brad earlier today.
Why stick around on a toxic app that's going to allow people to dox people, put false information out? You know, that message or that video of Brummage or whatever that went around on Kramer, that message or that video had hundreds of duets. It was on hundreds of people's pages. Never once caught a violation. The video is still up right now. I mean, it's insane what they will allow on that app and then pull me down with no violations, pull hundreds of people down. But you know, I've been targeted on there just like a number of other people, but they know what they're doing. 100%, they know what they're doing, and they're good at it.
So the question is then, we have a message to still get out there. We have to, you know, people to rally around a cause. I know you guys have been promoting your Instagrams, the other forms of social media, but TikTok is, and Brad's been really good at this, about using TikTok to get to the masses the fastest. So
yep.
where do you go then to be able to get a message out? If something, let's say something does happen, something kicks off, how do you reach out to so many people as fast as you can? And that, I mean, that was TikTok.
Yep. You can't. There's no other app on social media right now that you can do that, because on TikTok, the account that I just lost, I had, I think 8,000 followers on there. It was 48 hours old. I had 8,300 followers on there and 44,000 likes. 48 hours. I had a video that had 180,000 views on it. So there is not another place that we can go to and put a message out and get it to that many people within that amount of time. And that's what they want. They don't want us to be able to get out there. You were spot on with your message about them eliminating us and other patriots on that app, because we can go on there and within an hour or two, we can have enough followers to get on there and go live and attract thousands of people to a conversation. And they do not want that whatsoever.
And it's the next step after that. I mean, how many videos were shared or duetted from that one Kramer video that went out to another 1,000 people? That's how fast this app moves. It's a lot like Twitter, where Twitter you can get lost in. But I believe, you know, TikTok has more of a format that's more appealing to the masses than Twitter is. You got to be a special cat to be able to operate Twitter as fast as it moves. So TikTok's a great avenue of getting that message out and spreading the word and, you know, reaching multiple people, thousands of people in moments.
Yeah, there's, like I said, there's not another place that we can do that at whatsoever. I haven't found it. You said you can get on Twitter, but you get so lost on Twitter so fast. There's hundreds of thousands of posts moving through there. So, like I said, you can do it on TikTok though. So, Kim, do you want to bring in our guest tonight? I'm excited to hear from him.
Yes, we have Mr. Kramer on the line, and I am looking forward to this. Notice I said Mr. Hello, Kramer. Nice to talk to you again. We just talked a couple hours ago, but welcome to the show. We've got Lambo standing in for Chad. Chad's out for the night, and I know you're only on for a short time with us, but we're going to take advantage of it. So welcome.
Well, first of all, thanks for listening.
Oh, shoot, I just muted Kramer.
Well, that was quick.
There we go.
I'm so sorry, Kramer. I muted you.
That's
I'm
all right.
So sorry.
People have been trying to mute me for the last 2 weeks.
No, I would never want to mute you. You're one person I would never want to. So welcome. I'm sorry about that, and go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show tonight. Yeah, it's been a hectic couple of weeks on TikTok. I heard you as you were bringing me in, what you were talking about, how fast things can spread, good and bad, on TikTok.
Good and bad.
Yeah, very much so. And you've been the attack of...
Go ahead, Lambo.
I was saying you've been the attack of that for the last 2 weeks, and then you had that, you know, the post about the incidents that were going on in Indiana, and I don't want to bring the light what that is, because it was all false, fake information. But
well, I think
we were just talking about how TikTok keeps that there.
Right. I think it's important to bring that up. I don't shy away from those things. When somebody makes a false statement, I want everyone to know what the lie was, what was said. I don't back away from liars. And so that's why he backed down so much. I mean, when somebody comes on and accuses you of having a property or multiple properties that have had sexual offenders arrested at them, and then, well, I misread it. It's very clear to come back down and say that never happened. It's not there. The only thing that he should have done is he should have apologized for what he did. He didn't do that. I just made a mistake. Now you take it down. He put the onus on everybody else to deal with it. So I think it's real important to come up and say point blank what he did, because it's no different than what the media and the left has been doing to Trump for the last 4 years, well, the last 6 years. So I think you take it head on. I don't think you shy away from it at all. And it just proves that that group of people and their mentality is no different than the left at all.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of gotcha moments.
It is. That's what Freedom Stick and Packing Patriot and I were talking about just last night, is how that shit moves on TikTok so fast, though, and they let it move. They don't take it down. They don't censor it. They know that it's misinformation, and they allow it to stay up. But they can take anything down that they want to within minutes. So it's bullshit.
Well, and it's not just that. It's what this group did, Mike. It's what this group did. They not only put it on TikTok, they put it on Twitter, they put it on Instagram. They spread the message. That's why I was so adamant. Because we've got guys right now. This is such a slam dunk case of defamation and libel that I don't have to do anything. In fact, I told the attorneys, I said, listen, I said, I don't want anything on this. I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you, if we go through with this, and I said, and they don't pull this shit down, what I want to have happen is I'm giving my money either to charity or to the attorneys. I don't care which. That makes sense? This is not a money thing for me. My reputation is more important than the money. And so telling the attorneys, I said, go after and be brutal. I don't care what it takes. That's what was funny about the whole situation. I don't know if you noticed that when I answered the guy, the thing that I said to him, I called him out by name. So within less than 12 hours, I knew his name. I knew where he lived. Yep. I knew everything about that guy. I'm not playing around. I mean, here's what's funny, guys, is that there are tons of posers on TikTok. Well, on social media across the board, it doesn't matter. There's a ton of posers. And what I noticed is that a lot of these posers were doing the exact same thing. You would hear them talk about how they were railing against the system and really hated everything, and then buy my book or buy my series or buy my seminar or buy my book. And then they didn't do anything beyond that, right? It was just a sales deal. It was nothing. They were building a brand and not doing anything more than that. And so our approach has been for the last 2 years is to get involved at every level. And so that's what we've done. And the reason that I got so upset about this Q bullshit, it started because I'm standing next to Mike Lindell, and we had just talked about, and I'll get to the Mike Lindell thing here in a moment too, because I guess name dropping is a sign of vanity. If you're standing next to a guy, I have to tell the entire story. I can't just tell you I'm standing next to a guy. I have to tell you I'm standing next to Mike Lindell, because he had just been talking about how much he spent so far, $35 million so far. That's what that man has spent right now to this date, trying to fight the 2020 election, $35 million, plus $5 million on the line for anybody who comes forward to prove him wrong, right? So he's got $35 million out there. We ask him, well, how much more do you think it's going to take to get this done? He goes, on my end, he goes, I've submitted another $20 million. So this guy's put out $55, $60 million on the line of his money to get the 2020 election turned around and to make people realize what actually happened. And I posted about that on TikTok, yada, yada, yada. Great for you guys at CPAC, but nothing's ever going to happen. And it fucking pissed me off, right? So then I go back to that person's page, and I don't comment to individuals generally. It's just not my style. I don't go attacking people. I don't do that, right? Unless they've made a false statement about me, I got to clarify. I don't go after that bullshit. So I went to their page, and their page was full of Q shit. That's all it was. Q, 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 Q. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, this has got to stop. People have got to stop believing that there's somebody going to come and save them, and they've got to get on the front line or behind the scenes and start actually doing shit. And that's how it started. And so what we realized a year ago, or over a year ago, is that Q cannot be real. Q cannot be real. And there's one question to ask of why Q can't be real. And it's not constitutional.
No, it wouldn't be constitutional for the military to run these operatives. There's no way in hell would it be constitutional. And I haven't followed Q in probably 6 or 7 years just for that fact. I mean, all they do is put out dates and nothing ever happens. And I can't follow anything.
Nothing ever comes through with
that.
Well, and Mike, that's what we started seeing is that we looked at it when the pandemic kicked off and everything started going downhill. You know, you're looking for anything, for a sign of hope or a glimmer of hope. And here's this thing, Q, that pops up, and everybody's paying attention to it. And we did the same thing. But when the dates didn't jive and when they didn't come together, and then when, and this is what the biggest one, when numerology came into it, now you've got to understand numbers and what they mean. Not 1, 2, 3 being 1, 2, 3, but 1 equals the letter A or whatever else they come up with. They try to build in all this evidence that's nothing more than self-feeding evidence. When I asked on Saturday, I did 10 hours of lives on TikTok on Saturday to clear all this mess up and to answer questions. Number one, the people that were the biggest Q people didn't come forward. They didn't show their head because they have no evidence. They have nothing to say. They've got a bunch of dates, but I kept saying, you cannot use the source as proof of the source. That's called circular logic. I believe it because Q said I had to believe it, right? And we looked at it from every standpoint, and eventually I got down. We're in a meeting one day, and I said, well, everything that I've seen about Q is unconstitutional. And everybody else in the room goes, yeah, they agree. And I said, would you follow a man who instituted a plan that was unconstitutional to showcase how bad the guys who want to break up the Constitution really are? And they all said no. And I said, I can't either. And that was a year, year and a half ago, that we realized that there was nothing to it. It can't be to it. Because for Trump to do what he said, well, let's set it back. For Trump to do what Q followers think he's done, which is put the military in control, they're in control of everything. Joe Biden isn't. Whether duly elected or elected through fraud, he's the guy with the job. You cannot take power away from him. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows Q to do what they've done. So if Trump is part of this plan to put the military in control, to weed out all the ferrets and everything, you know, just so we know who everybody is, it's unconstitutional. I can't be behind it. Sorry, I don't care who's in charge of it. It's unconstitutional. I will not abide by something that stands above or outside the Constitution. Can't do it. Even to root out fraud, cannot do it. It has to be constitutional. Trump committed a coup in the attempt to show that a coup was going to be thrown against him. It makes no sense.
None whatsoever. Exactly how you just explained it is exactly my thoughts on it. That it's totally unconstitutional. If Trump was to do that, that would make him a tyrannical government or a tyrannical leader just as well. You're surpassing the Constitution, and you're doing what you want to do and what you think is best. I mean, it makes no sense. Nobody's coming to save us. We've been dormant for way too long. We've been accepting for too long, quiet for too fucking long, and look where we're at.
Well, that's what I've been saying. Mike, that's what I've been saying for the last year, year and a half, is wake the fuck up. I keep saying, are you awake? Are you awake? And everybody, oh, I'm awake. I've been researching. Listen, these idiots, it took them 2 weeks to find out where my home was. And here's what's funny. The address that he listed in Zionsville, I haven't lived there in 6 months. They're idiots. The reason I say they're idiots is because...
I remember you saying you sold everything you had and did what you said you were going to do. Practice what you preach.
That house ain't mine. And I haven't been there for six months. So my point is that everything that I said about myself, I've been transparent about everything. Who I am, what I do, who I work for, what kind of work I do. I've been very clear about everything. I don't make any money from Cramer Says. I spend money on Cramer Says.
Exactly.
Right? It's a bottomless pit right now. Right? Because we're putting, like Mike Lindell, we're putting money into it. And what we've done is I've reached the limit on how much more I can put in. So we started asking, we need people to help us. If you're a developer and a conservative and you want to move things in the right direction, we need your help. If you're a graphic designer or a graphic artist or a web designer, a web developer, a video editor, a voiceover artist, all these things are going to be needed for what we're doing next. We don't have the resources to do everything on our own 24/7 like we've been doing. I've tapped out what I can do physically. I've got another podcast after this one. I was on a podcast this afternoon in Italy. I'm fucking doing the job. I'm doing it. Now, that's not saying to others that if Mike, you guys and what you guys are doing, same exact thing. You guys are doing it. You're not just out there on TikTok, pissed off and railed against the world. You're doing stuff outside of it. You're getting involved locally. Those things right there is what we need to do. I told a political consultant out of Nevada today. She says, "Well, what do you do next after all this is over?" I said, "I don't know. I think I'm just gonna, you know, mail back in." And you know, remember that the meme of Homer Simpson where he's, you know, he just falls back into the bushes. That's what I intend on doing. That's what I've been expected to do, and that's what we said I'd do, right? And she goes, "I don't think that's gonna happen." And I said, "Why is that?" She goes, "Well, I think that there's something bigger for what you guys are doing." And unlike the other groups, Mike, and this is what I've been trying to tell everybody, I talked Freedom Stick about it, is that our plan was to bring everybody together. And to instead of trying to do all these individual things, you know how tough it is. It's hard to get something started and get it off the ground and make it successful and then slash monetize it at some point down the road because you got to make a living from what you're doing, right? Or it's got to at least sustain itself. And so doing that is tough because we're all out there doing our own individual thing. And what I realized was we're stronger together, but we've got to separate the wheat from the chaff. And we can't have these crazy Q people, part of the organization, that will make up lies about someone they see as the enemy. That is no fucking different than what the left does. And it pisses me off because we've tried to do the right thing. It's hard enough in a fake news environment where the mainstream media is fucking lying to you to turn around and do something that is truthful and honest and above board and then have somebody come in who wants to be a part of that organization that is a known liar, can't have it. So we decided to separate the wheat from the chaff, and the best way to do that is to call out the key people for who they are.
That's what I did with this last account.
Yeah. Well, you saw what happened. The first account, it's funny. You go to my account now. I'm making fun of the left and right. I'm putting up all kinds of their videos showcasing how fucking stupid they are. I'm not getting any problem from that. The problem I'm getting is from the Q videos. It's the QAnon and these Q-tards that are attacking my account, doing the exact same things that the left does and justifying it. Right? That's the hard part. They're justifying. I've sold out. I'm part of the FBI. I'm a CIA operative. I'm a mole or whatever. Okay, well, if I've got all these jobs, I want the fucking money from it.
I know that's right, man. Yeah, you're exactly right. We have to weed everyone out that's not part of the actual movement. They're toxic. They're just like the rhinos. They're worse than the left. Because the rhinos fucking go out there and tell you one thing, but they do another fucking thing behind closed doors. And these people that are attacking you, they're just as bad. They're worse than the left because they're saying they support one thing, but they're going behind doing the same thing that leftists do to us because they don't agree with what we say. So
they wanted to be the ones that said it.
Yeah,
right. They want to beat you to the front.
The movement.
No. Yeah. No, because here's what's funny. Remember, it's funny to me because one of the things that we saw that made us really hesitant was the where we go one, we go all. That's an inclusive statement. That's inclusion, right? That's a leftist mentality. Where we go one, we go all. And you've seen that used over the last 2 years in particular. Where we go one, we go all. And what I find most interesting about that is that's no different than the left mentality. We're all together until you say something I don't like, then you're not with me. Instead of listening to the message, that's what got me so upset about what ended up happening. And I didn't take it seriously. I didn't take it serious enough, early enough, when it started happening and it started ramping up. I just doubled down because that's what I do. Because I'm right. I'm not wrong. I'm not an agent. I'm right. Q makes no sense. I guess I put this the right way. I'm supposed to believe that to showcase how bad the Democrats are, / the global elite are, / the globalists are, we have to destroy our economy and make it easier for any enemy to take us over. That's the plan. Well, it had to happen this way. Okay. So the 13 Marines that died in Afghanistan, are they collateral damage? Is that acceptable? I don't think so. I can guarantee you that the 13 families that lost that family member, I can guarantee you they're not happy with it. They don't think that it's acceptable. But you know what the Q people said? That didn't happen. They Sandy Hooked the 13 soldiers in Afghanistan. That didn't happen. Or they were operatives. Or they were false flags. Not false flags, but they were straw men. They've never even really existed. That's how far they will go because they are so delusional. That's fucking dangerous. And the reason it's dangerous, Mike, is this. Is that if someone were to arise and come out of the ashes and say, and has background, it's what the dumb bricklayer was playing on, right? An insider who's trying to get everybody together that has communication skills. That's kind of what Q is. That's what he said in the thing that cracked me up when he put it together, right? He's making fun of saying that Kramer's Q. I am Q. I'm not Q. There is no Q. If there's a Q, it's you and I together right now what we're doing. This is it. But there's no military back there waiting on us. And this whole situation has come out of the fact that someone got butthurt because they heard something they didn't like. And instead of listening to the message of get your ass out there, stop waiting and thinking that somebody else is going to save your ass and work harder for your freedoms than you're willing to, instead of hearing that message, what they heard is Kramer doesn't believe what I believe. Therefore, he's the enemy. That's no different than the left. None at all.
What do you think
well,
about all
what
this
I
plan,
don't
though?
Understand is – I was going to say, what I don't understand is there – if it's all a plan, it's in the Q's plan, well, there's four different things going on. Well, which plan is it? That's why you need to have a face with it. And I heard today that Kramer was Q, and I kind of chuckled at it because then it turned into the podcast promotion there on TikTok with the dumb bricklayer. But he said, I'm going to name who Q is. Well, he named Kramer as Q because he's like, it fits all the way through the description. And I kind of chuckled, but I'm like, no, because Kramer has a plan. Yep. He wants people to get involved. He wants people to get out there. He wants people to be prepared. And with Q, yeah, there's information that comes out there, you know, whatever is the basis behind Q, but there's no plan. There's no plan. There's four different things, five different things going on, but there's no plan.
But what you just said is Kramer has a plan, and his plan is to get out there, get people involved, get people prepared. And then you have the plan that is there is no plan, but there's a bunch of dates. Now, which one sounds fucking crazy? The guy that's telling us all to go get to our city, go to our schools, tell these fucking people we're not going to put up with this shit no more? I mean, like, what sounds more fucking crazy? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, these people are fucking brainwashed. I mean, I honestly just lost my account. I think I'm fucking done. I don't know that I want to even go back. Like, why get – I don't know, Kramer. Why should I go back? Like, do I go back?
That's the whole purpose, right? Yes. You never back down. What does it take? You create a new account and it goes down. Here's the thing that we realized, right? Is that every time you start a new account, like the accounts that I have right now, I'm doing them hard. I don't care what the fuck I put up there because I want them to get them deleted. I want to start a new account because right now I'm dead. I cannot post anything. Well, I can post, but it doesn't go anywhere, right? No one sees it. So why even put it out there? So what I've been putting up there is some of the hardest left stuff, and they won't violate it. I'm not getting any violations on my left videos. TikTok thinks I'm one of them because of how hard you hit my account. They don't think I'm one of them. So I've been able to post almost anything I want to post. Of course, that may be because I work at TikTok, too. That was one of the other rumors that was going around. I work for or work at TikTok, which cracked me up. Or if you know someone that works at TikTok, then you're compromised. I know Democrats. Does anybody else know Democrats? Does that mean I'm compromised?
Man,
knowing someone
I'm
that works at a company? Yeah. I mean, this is the mentality of these idiots. And here, let me put it this way. I'm going to step back. I'm going to take that last statement back. I don't think they're idiots. I think they're misguided. People who refuse to open their minds that they may be wrong, those are the idiots.
Well, they're the same as the people that voted for Joe Biden. that won't admit that they were wrong, that they voted for Joe Biden, and that our economy and that our fucking country is headed in the wrong direction. It's the same mentality. They can't accept that they were fooled and that they were wrong and that they need to move forward with something new. They can't accept it. So they just keep going back to the same thing and then fucking insulting us just like the left does.
Well, Mike, the thing is you have to look at, though, is what his name said this last week. They didn't want Trump because Trump is holding people accountable. One of the things that I was most excited about, and I think was a catalyst for the raid on Trump's home on Monday, was the speech that Steve Bannon gave the Friday previous. In that speech, he outlined exactly what a 24 Trump administration is going to be, what their mission is, what their goals are. And their goals are very straightforward. I mean, they're going to abolish the federal government in the way that it's currently set up. They want to tear it apart. They want to get rid of the Board of Education, the CIA, the FBI. They want to restructure it all. Get rid of it, right? None of these entities, the EPA is another one. None of these entities are constitutional. None of them. The FBI isn't, the CIA isn't, none of it, and the way it's been structured. And if you know the history of the CIA and the history of the FBI, they've been used as weapons against the people since their inception.
Absolutely.
J. Edgar Hoover, for 40 years, used the FBI as a political weapon. He had records on everybody. That's not right. And we've forgotten that part, or people want to look over that part. The FBI for a long time has been used as a weapon. And what we saw is they are so scared of Trump that they were willing to break the law, violate his Fourth Amendment right. And that's why the state of Florida has also stepped up, saying, listen, we're going to a legislator in the state of Florida wants to make it that the FBI doesn't have any constitutional authority in the state of Florida. They just come in and arrest people. They break into homes. They don't go through the law enforcement of Florida. They have no legal authority in the state of Florida. The federal government does not have the same rights as the state. They do not. The state has all the rights. The FBI is not listed in the Constitution. Therefore, they have no authority over anybody in the state of Florida. Nobody.
I'm surprised just the friends that I have, they're on the left, we'll have these conversations. They do not have a problem with what just happened in Mar-a-Lago. And the first thing I asked is, well, what are you going to do when they come to your door? Now, yeah, we understand we're not as high priority as you know, President Trump was, but it could happen. You can still go after individuals. I live in the communist state of Washington. It could happen here.
Yep.
You can go through if they think that, you know, like I have a podcast. I have, you know, my TikTok accounts. I have my Twitter account. I have all of this social media stuff that I can get red flagged at any moment, and they can come make up, you know, some open-ended warrant and come in. That can happen to both sides of the aisle.
You just saw what happened with the ATF going to that guy's house and asking him where his guns were. Right? You're familiar with the video, right?
Correct.
This overreach isn't something that may happen. It's already happened. And if the American people don't have the balls, the courage to stand up and say, you're not going to do this anymore and stop this bullshit. You know, one of the things that I was talking to a friend, and she said that, you know, she really hates it because she likes the person and she wants to get behind him and vote for them. And then she realizes they're not perfect. And then she's looking for another candidate. And they go, well, at some point, yes, no one's perfect. You got to find somebody that Trump isn't perfect. And I don't agree with everything the man says. I agree with his policy. I agree with the results of the work that he's done. But could he tweet less? Yeah, I guess so. It doesn't bother me. I want my president. I don't care what the fuck they do, right, as long as it's not illegal and moral and it doesn't interfere with them doing their job. But we find time and time again that, you know, the left, they can do the immoral thing. They can do the illegal thing. And the FBI, the CIA, the news media, they'll look over it. But shit, I mean, if Trump sneezes, they report that he's got fucking pneumonia. That's a hard one to swallow year after year after year. And so we've got to, what the American people have to do is they have to say, well, enough of it. Stop purchasing this bullshit, right? I mean, here's the thing, guys, and I've been saying it for the last 6 months. We've been preaching it really hard. for the last couple of months, but is this. We are in a, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. We've got a rough road to hoe here in a few months. Within the next 90 days, our nation is going to be in such trouble. It's not believable. Let me explain why. So this afternoon, one of the podcasts I was on was with Michaela Moraletto. I'll get that right. Michaela Moraletto. She's an Italian radio and TV personality and author. And she'll be on my podcast tomorrow. But I was talking to her today, and one of the interesting things that's not being reported here in the U.S. is that Germany now is rationing fuel. In Germany, you can't have your air conditioning on past anything over 80 or anything under 80. If you have air conditioning, if you're allowed to have the air conditioning on at all, 80 is the best. And it's right now it's 102. They just had a heat wave go through there as well. So that's okay right now in the summer because, yeah, you're hot. You can always, you know, use a fan and cool down. What are you going to do in the winter when there is no fuel? What is Europe going to do? And how is that going to affect the U.S. economy and the supply chain and all of that when they don't have any fuel? That's why they're already rationing fuel in Germany. In Italy, there's no air conditioning. You cannot run your air conditioning throughout the entire country. That's right now because they're saving
Weren't you
fuel.
Having that,
it's
Mike?
Because...
Do what now?
Weren't you having that down in Texas a few months ago? Weren't you guys being told you could only run your air conditioners at certain times?
They told us they were going to start implementing it, but they didn't do it. They weren't going to do that. They were doing rolling blackouts, basically, where they shut us off. They did it during the ice storm, though. They would shut us off for 4 hours and leave it on for 2 hours and shut it off for 8 hours, leave it on for 3 hours. I mean, it was fucking ridiculous. And these people don't realize that's what they want with all these smart meters and all these fucking smart air conditioner thermostats and shit. They can control your fucking house from wherever they want to. Literally, you, just like you're saying, you can't have it past 80. Bitch, you turn it down past 80, we're going to fucking turn it up to 90, and you're not going to move it again. Like,
right,
that's
exactly
the shit we're looking at if we let them keep doing what they want to do.
Well, and that's why one of the things in our plan is what we want to develop a digital constitution where in the U.S., regardless of what systems you're on, if it's in the U.S., then you have the same rights as in the Constitution. Nobody has the right to kick you out because they don't like what you're having to say. I mean, that's what the phone companies did early on. That's what most people don't know their history. The phone companies did exactly what the tech companies are doing now. The exact same thing. And they had to go in and make them what they call a commons. It doesn't matter who's on it. You cannot do anything to them. Right? Imagine why did they have to get a wiretap? Well, because the phone company can't just let somebody come in, even if they wanted to. The phone company could come in and say, yeah, you can go in and listen on this. They can do that. That's not illegal. What's illegal is for them to do it without a warrant. And right now, what the tech companies have allowed the government to come in and do, and we found out from TikTok and Twitter in particular, Facebook's another one, is that the government would send requests to silence people, and these tech companies said, okay, that's a violation. That's not constitutional. You can't be a proxy for the government. And so that's what we've got to work on. These are the plans that we have, developing actual things that we take to Congress, we take to our leaders and say, listen, this is what we want to have happen. And you've got to protect us. That's your fucking job. That's your only job is to protect us. That's it. And we've got to be adamant about it. And so that's what our call is to get involved in your local community. I do not want you to go to D.C. with a rifle. I do not want you to march to D.C. and go and think that you're going to take over the Capitol and we're going to take power. That is not going to happen. All politics are local. Everybody in D.C. came from your local community. Everybody. The bureaucrats, that's a different deal. But the politicians came from your community. Hold them accountable where they live.
Absolutely. We all have to get involved. We all have to make our voices heard. And we all have to have a plan, an actual plan that goes somewhere, that has meaning behind it, that has faces behind it, and something we can move forward with.
Well, that's one of the guys I was talking to on Saturday. He said that he goes, because I said how dangerous it was to allow Q to remain anonymous, because anybody could claim to be Q and raise an army of idiots that would just follow somebody from a post on the internet. It makes no sense to me. That's dangerous. And he goes, well, what's the difference between Trump doing that, putting up an army? And I go, he's accountable. We know who he is. We can hold him accountable. People get, that's what they're trying to do with January 6th. They're trying to hold him accountable. You know, that's a whole different, the Capitol thing's a totally different deal. But my point is that Q could say, hey, listen, go do this specific thing, and people would go do it without thinking. How do I know? Because a guy attacked an FBI office in Cincinnati with a nail gun and got himself killed. That's how I know that shit will happen.
Just like they tried to dox you. Just because one popular guy on fucking TikTok that has a following said this is true, and everybody starts fucking attacking. It's no different.
Yep.
Anybody with a following can fucking say whatever they want, and people will listen. And we were talking about this last night because people follow so fucking blindly. I told Brad, I could get on there and make a complete lie up and make it sound real, and 60 to 70% of my followers are going to believe me because I have led them truthfully so far, and they're going to take what I say and they're going to believe it. And it's an absolute fact. It's sad that we can do that because that's why I made the post today. I don't give a fuck who you follow, who says it, whose mouth it came out of. You go check the facts and you make sure for yourself. You don't listen to nobody and you don't believe anybody until you read it for yourself. Like, people have to quit being followers and they have to start being leaders.
Exactly. Well, that's what I keep saying, is be the leader that you're looking for. People are going, well, what do we do? What do we do? What needs to be done? Well, a lot of people don't even know what that is, Mike. So that's why we're building out a new Cramer Says, and we're going to allow every state to be on it. There'll be people in every state that can help you locally in your state with the questions you have about what's going on in your state. I'm not going to guide it. It'll be guided state by state. The leaders in each state will do that stuff, right? I'm not going to be from a 30,000 or 60,000 foot view micromanaging every state and what's going on. I just want people to get involved. And again, once this is over, once we get our country back and we get things under control, I'll go back into the shadows. I don't need to be out here. But right now, just like Mike Lindell, we need patriots. You know, it's not just Mike Lindell. It's Joe Von Poulter. It's Cash Patel. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's Jim Jordan. These people who have raised their voices. You guys, Mr. Freedom Stick, anyone who's raised their voice in opposition of what's going on, they are the new group that we need. These other people that want to believe in conspiracy theories and wait for someone to save them, they've got to go into the shadows right now today. The real boys and girls are ready to step forward. I don't know if you saw the new article that just came out. I think it was on, let me see it here real quick. It was from, let me get this right here. Paul Chester, an author, a reporter, sent this to me. It's from, I'll get it here in a second. It's talking about why Tim Cotton and Mike Pence are the wrong guys for our time, and that they're nice guys. If you called Mike Pence and said, hey, listen, I need a ride to the airport tomorrow, Mike Pence, if he was your neighbor, would probably drive you, right? Tim Cotton would, I think, is it Tim Cotton? I don't think it's Tim Cotton. I've got this messed up. He would probably drive you. Yeah, I'll get it here in a moment. He would probably get it as well. He would probably drive to the airport as well. We don't need nice guys right now. What we need is we need men of courage, women of courage, that will take you out at to the juggler level. That you poke them in the chest, they take out your juggler. That's what we need. And right now, we're not seeing that. We're not seeing our Republican Party is not stepping up and doing what they're supposed to do.
I was just thinking about Matt Gaetz. You know, I made a post as well as on my podcast wanting him to promise the American people that he was going to hold these 30 sealed indictments and going after Hunter Biden, going after Hillary Clinton, going after Joe Biden, yada, yada, making a promise to the American people that he was actually going to follow through with what he says. And I make this post and all I get is, no, Republicans aren't going to follow through. They're just going to back down. You know, it's not going to happen. Don't believe it's going to happen. That's why I want him to come out. Now, I was talking with Freedom Stick, and he's like, he doesn't want Matt to do that. He wants to hand it off to the appropriate people and let them handle it, not Matt, because of, you know, whatever the interest is behind him. Have the other people do it, not Matt.
I'm good with that. I don't think politicians should be in charge. I don't think politicians should be in charge of these investigations. But they're political. We're watching it happen right now with January 6th. I agree. I think that the Gates should take the information he has and give it off to the appropriate authority. But who is that today? Can he trust the FBI with that information? I don't think
they already have it.
And doing nothing. And the reason that they're doing nothing, the reason is because they politicized it. This is it. It's from Town Hall. Wake up, Flacadon. It's not 2005 anymore. And this article starts out, okay, Mike Pence, you soft, naive little man. You know right there that it's not going to be a positive Mike Pence article. But it's Tim Scott. Tim
not
Scott
at
is
all.
The other one. That was right. Well, not Tim Cotton. It was Tim Scott. But the exact same thing, that they're both friendly gentlemen. And, you know, that's the whole thing in D.C., right? My fellow statesmen, yada, yada, yada. And they're being so nice to each other that they can't be ruthless, right? And I think that the line that I like best out of this article was, we want vengeance and victory. That's it. That's all we want. We want to win the race and then find out who fucked us over the last 4.5, 5, 6 years. It's time to get to the bottom of it and put these people where they belong.
Yeah,
and what's the next step after that, Kramer? What's the next step after that? Once you remove all these bad people, do you just vote in then the next step, the next generation? Or is there another step of accountability to follow?
Yes, indictment. That's the next thing that happens. We go after Fauci. There's no way Fauci didn't know what was going on. There's no fucking way. He's held accountable. Dr. Birx is held accountable. Anybody who had anything to do with COVID over the last 6 years, because it's gone back at least that far. Like Fauci already knew in 17 or 19 that he predicted that we were going to have a pandemic at almost any time. I think it was in 17.
Yep.
Right? So he knew what was going on. No fucking way he didn't know that that lab was working on gain of function. No way. Obama didn't, you know, Obama had to know it. There's no reason, because all these people stayed tight together. And then all of a sudden, Fauci's going to step down. He knows what's coming. They're preparing his legal defense because that's exactly what's going to happen. As soon as they come in January of 2023, these investigations are going to start. Our call past that is don't fucking stop. You keep talking. You keep hitting. You don't let these fuckers rest. And you hold the feet of Carrie Lake and these new people that are coming in, you hold their feet to the fire to deliver on what they said. Because they're going to have so much money thrown at them to divert them and other things to divert them from what's actually going on that you in Arizona, Carrie Lake wins the election, hold her feet to the fire. I think she's a fighter. I think she's a patriot. But that's not just on her to do. That's on you to help her do that in Arizona. Same thing anywhere in the country where somebody's coming in and taking over and they promise to do something, keep the pedal to the metal and keep pushing them to make sure that they deliver on their promises. The biggest thing, though, with our politicians is that we're going to have investigations coming up, and we've got to be bold enough to stand tall when it starts happening. Because what they're going to do is no different than what they did in 2020 with Trump. They are going to release the hounds of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and any other group that can perform violence to be the group that says, stop doing what you're doing. We're going to cause so much pain that your people will ask you to change so we stop doing what we're doing. That's what they utilize these groups for, right? And so we have to be ready for that. And here's what I keep telling you. I was in a conversation earlier in the week with last week with a think tank, and one of them said, well, what happens when all this burning and looting happens? And I said, well, we call it the Kyle Rittenhouse effect. You don't have to put up with your cities being burned. If the police refuse to do it, you have the right to defend yourself. That's what the Kyle Rittenhouse case taught us. I'm not calling for vigilantes to go out in the street and cause trouble. What I'm saying is you can stand your ground in this country. And the rule that I have is I would rather be carried by six. I would rather be judged by 12 than carried by six.
Absolutely. You remember what the Vietnamese did and all them groups did in L.A. when the L.A. riots went on? Those men got on top of their fucking buildings with their AKs, and they made sure their fucking businesses didn't get burned to the ground or looted. You know, that's
now,
what we
what
have
happened?
To
do. Do you remember what happened? Mike, do you remember what happened? They got charged. You remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, all of them got charged, went to fucking jail, but their shit didn't get burned and it didn't get looted.
Yep, and all of that shit was dropped. It cost them some money legally to get out of it, but all of that was lost. Now, here's the thing, and this is the other thing that we're really pushing for. If the state comes after you maliciously, every state constitution should have this amended or laws amended. If the state comes after you and they lose, they should pay all of your legal bills. It shouldn't be on you as a citizen to take on the state who has bottomless pockets. They lose, and you still have to pay the attorney fees. That's not right.
Absolutely. It's not right. That's
because
how they break you. That's why they do it.
Right.
That's why it's there. That's why it's in place like that. It's all those fucking guys that got away with what they did. You know, they got up there and protected their businesses. They probably no longer own their businesses after the state got done with them and after they won their cases.
Exactly. And we can't have that in America. You know, so what I'm calling on people to do is start thinking common sense, Mike, is that they've got to get their head on their shoulders and stop being afraid that they're going to be canceled or all this other bullshit. That's why this account bullshit, what you were talking about earlier, yes, you should go back. Even if it's just to have your face on and do one video a day to say, fuck you, and put your finger in their eye, yes, be there. Because that's what they want you to do. They want you to get tired and stop. That's why I won't. I take breaks. You can take a break for a month. Nobody's ever going to fault you on that. When you come back, you're bigger and better, right? You're rested.
Yep.
You've seen stuff. One of the things about TikTok, and for everybody else that's on here, TikTok is different than any of the other social media channels at all. TikTok is a really weird little community, right? And it has a lot of power, but it also has this ability to draw you into a, I don't even know how to put it, almost like in a dreamland where you're living inside that app and all the voices and personalities. And then when you get away from it for 3 or 4 days, you realize how really unimportant it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. When I was in Florida for 2 weeks and then I met up with Brad and them in the mountains and started making videos again, I was like, man, it was really nice to be off the app for a little while and just fucking unplugged. But I feel like, I just feel like my voice needs to be fucking heard. I feel like people need to hear unity, you know, that I don't know. I feel like I was gone for 2 weeks. I come back and everything's fucking gone to hell. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, no, this isn't what we're here for. Everybody needs to fucking come together and move forward. Like, get over this stupid shit. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm not going to quit.
Well,
Mike,
the thing at the end of the day is this, is that you have to stand for what you believe. Otherwise, you know, you don't have a voice. And what I mean by that is that if you don't stand up and say what you think is important, somebody else will infer what's important for you. They'll tell you what's important for you. And so that's why it's so important. My granddaughter the other day, it was so funny. I've got three granddaughters, and the oldest is 9, and the middle is 3. And so she, the old one said, do this, and the younger one did it the first time. Went into her bed, took something in her bedroom, and came back out. And then Sammy, the oldest granddaughter, said, hey, take this in there too. And the little girl, Kylie, my middle granddaughter, says, no. I mean, just the way, so emphatic. No, I'm not doing that. And the way that she said it, it made me think very clearly about who we are as the American people. We'll go along for a bit. Okay. But we've been told now for 2 years that it was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and there are still people here doing the shit that they did in the first 2 weeks.
Yep.
We're done. We're saying no. And we're doing it emphatically. No, we're not doing that anymore. And these politicians have to realize they've overstepped their boundaries. They're now talking about digital IDs, digital currency. They're going to change everything where they control everything in your life. That's not happening in this country if I have anything to say about it. We need a digital bill of rights. It says that when you're online, it's no different. You don't lose your rights because you're on a digital device. and you don't lose your rights because the government has some number on you or something. Because that's what they're doing. And by the way, I've got a couple of minutes here before I have to leave, but I've always said this, and I want people to remember this. Everything that they're doing is legal. Nothing that they're doing is illegal. It's all legal by the book, but they wrote the laws. Now, it's important to remember that Hitler, everything that he did was legal. Everything that he did was legal and by the book, but they wrote the laws. It's important to remember that. The people who write the laws are the ones who make things legal and illegal. And they can make bad things just as legal as making good things illegal. We're seeing what they're trying to do with the Second Amendment. They want to get rid of it altogether. But then on the other hand, they want to allow in California infanticide. You can kill your baby up to 28 days after it's born and no questions will be asked. That's where we are.
Yep. Exactly right. If you don't know your history, you're doomed to fucking repeat it. And we are repeating it tenfold right now.
Yep. So
with that digital ID and all that stuff, weren't they talking about that at the WEF in Davos, having a digital
delusion?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know where he went.
No, I'm here.
But yeah, they're
I'm here. Oh, okay. No, they just was talking about it. I thought it was the lady from the Netherlands. Just this year was talking about we have to start making digital laws. They're trying to get ahead of the game. They're trying to be one step ahead of all of us right now. I know they've been talking about it for a while, but it's becoming serious.
You're talking about the lady who said that we're going to have to take a closer look at what free speech means after our transition, especially on the internet.
Yes.
Yes. That right there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that tells you everything that you need to know. And the one question I've been asking is who made Klaus Schwab anybody? I didn't vote for him. Did you guys vote for him?
Nope.
Fuck no.
Yeah, so why are our leaders listening to him? Who is he? What power does he have over them?
Henry Kissinger voted for him, I guess, right?
Well, that's it. Hold on a second here. That's the issue is that we're dealing with something that has been in motion for over 50 years. This isn't new, folks. This has been in motion for over 50 years. And the players that have been doing this, why am I going to that? I shouldn't be going there. Why should you? I guess I got to log out. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get ahead of the new one while I'm doing the old one here. But that's the issue that we have to play is that we have to start holding our politicians feet to the fire, holding them accountable. I don't know why. I mean, why do we keep messing with D.C.? Why do we start hitting the offices of our elected officials, calling our Congress people in the state, calling our senators in the state, calling their offices, local and in D.C., and saying, okay, today I'm going to make 100 calls. I'm going to call 100 people today and bitch about the fact that we don't know where Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book is. And I'm just going to keep bitching.
Yep.
Because what most people don't know is that there's a threshold. Once something is raised enough in an office by people calling, it automatically goes to the candidate. Sometimes it's 15 touches. Sometimes it's 30 touches. People touch the candidate, meaning they contact them, right? It eventually gets to them, but you've got to make it enough. There's got to be enough people doing it about the same exact subject that it raises the flag. And if we said, we want the fucking name, and stop screaming at it in the screens to mobile devices, and actually went to our elected officials and say, we expect you to abide by the law and hold these fuckers accountable. Who the fuck are they? Who took our children? Who was Ghislaine Maxwell driving around? We want to know.
Yep.
That's what you need to do. That's what our call is. Our call is to get off these fucking devices and get out of these screens and start getting, I'll call it into the street, but I'm not calling for protests going down the street with signs and bullshit. That's too dangerous because you've got the other side. They come in and cause trouble, right? And then they blame it on us. Not doing that. We are going to hold the people who we elected accountable. And if they refuse to do the job, then we'll do what the Constitution says we have the right to do. There's a point at which
Absolutely.
The Constitution comes into play, and now the gloves are off. We have the authority. You serve at our pleasure.
Yep.
And that's what we've got to do.
You're exactly right.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But, Kramer, we know you got somewhere else you got to be tonight, man. We really appreciate you coming on the show, brother. You go do what you got to do. And as any time you've got an open spot on this show, you call in, you come on whenever you want, man. Love you. Love your content. Lambo, you got anything you want to say to Kramer?
I just appreciate everything that you do. I listen to your podcast every time it comes out. Take notes, try to make myself better. So it was a pleasure talking to you today.
Okay, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kramer. Have a great night, brother.
Thanks, Kramer.
You too. Hey.
You know, one of the things, Mike, that he had said is actions over words. You know, everybody's got a lot of words. The actions. I've broken up with many girlfriends because their words did not meet their actions. And that's something that I, from that last girlfriend I had going forward, it's actions. I want to know what your actions are. I don't care what your words are. Words are good to get into the door. Actions keep you in the conversation. And from, you know, he's the one that wants people to be active. That's why, that's the issue with Q. Q is making everybody kind of sit back and wait for things to happen when that's not what the other side is doing. The other side is moving. Their movements are going forward with the agenda. He wants people to start moving as well. You're not waiting for somebody else to do something. You have to get out there and you have to do it.
We have to have an agenda, and we have to be unified in that agenda, and we have to move forward with it. And you're exactly right. We can't fucking keep waiting. And I've been saying that for a year on that app, too. I just haven't caught the hate that Kramer have caught. Man, I had Doc House calling tonight. I hated to interrupt Kramer because he only had a limited time. I'm going to bring Doc House in right quick. Lambo, do you know who Doc House is? Do you know him from TikTok?
I don't. No,
don't.
I don't.
Doc House is awesome, man. He does Doc House Report. He's got his own podcast. Doc House, how are you doing, brother?
Guys, how are you guys doing tonight? I have been enjoying this show, listening to Kramer just go on his tangents is one of my favorite things in the world. I mean, that guy is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry I didn't let you in earlier. I just couldn't stop him because, you know, I only have a limited time with that dude, and I know he's catching a lot of hate right now, but if there's anybody that I fucking respect off of that app, there's nobody I respect more than Kramer and what he said, and he has been the same person on that app the whole fucking time I have followed him. And when he followed
me
back about a year ago, when he followed me back for the first time, I got fucking giddy like a little girl in school because I felt like, man, I am doing something right. I'm on the right path, you know, like this dude, he acknowledged me. And so now we've had many of conversations, and I respect him, dude. And I got on his live the other day. I tried to defend him, man, because these people are vicious and they're going way out of fucking line. But what do you think about
the
show tonight?
What do I think about the what?
I said, what do you think about this show tonight? What do you got to say, brother?
Well, first I want to start out with, and I'm glad you guys brought this back up here, you know, a couple minutes ago, because it was one thing that stuck out when you asked Michael, you know, you asked Kramer if you needed to, or like if you should go back, if you should keep going. And immediately right then and there, I said, absolutely you do, because this is fourth and fifth dimensional warfare, and soldiers don't leave the battlefield. TikTok, Twitter, all of these leftist scumbag big tech corporations, that is the battlefield right now. And if we were to lose you and your voice simply because you decided not to go back, that would be a loss in this war that we are fighting right now. People don't really understand what fourth and fifth dimensional warfare really is, and it is taking place online. Technically, you could almost call what we are going through right now World War III.
It is
because it's a war for information, and it's the reason why they want to censor us. They want to silence us. I mean, I just got hit with, you know, my account warning. TikTok deleted a video of my 6-year-old kid running with a black American flag yelling freedom, and they called that minor safety. you know, and now my account's got account warning. I'm getting ready to get banned again. And I started kind of getting down in the dumps the other day about, like, you know, how many times I've been banned. You know, I would have, you know, two, three. We would all have just millions of followers between all of our accounts if they would have allowed us just to all do our thing. But they don't want to, and that's where this war is really being fought on the digital battlefield. So when you have, you know, and this is going to touch on what you guys were talking about with Q, you know, when you had Q saying, you know, digital soldiers, when we had General Michael Flynn out there saying we got an army of digital soldiers, you know, that was the one thing that Q actually did right, was create these people like us to fight this war between these tyrannical psychopaths who are trying to implement the Great Reset, like you guys were talking about with Klaus Schwab. You know, they want us to live in the pod and eat the bugs. That's not going to fucking happen on my watch. But that is one thing that Q did right. But you guys nailed it when it came to Q, because I really do think that Q was more of a psychological operation to keep people calm, keep them quailed, saying, trust the plan, we got this, don't worry about it, you know, just trust us, we're gonna work this out. And that kind of kept people subdued to not raise their voices, get more involved in, like Kramer was talking about earlier, the local politicians, because that man right there, when he said, politics is all about your local elections, your local government, that is the 100% fucking truth right there. It all starts at the local level. If you don't get involved with your local politics, then fuck what happens on the national level. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Because your local government is going to directly affect you in every aspect of your life. Much like the federal government, yes. The state government, yes. That does affect you into some degree. But the school board, you know, the people who are on your school board, that's who your kids are going to be, you know, seeing 8 hours a day while they go to school. It's important that those people who are at the local level are somebody who shares your type of agenda, an America First agenda, to get this woke nonsense. That's why I'm so lucky to live here in the state of Florida, because we've got Ron DeSantis, Big Daddy DeSantis, basically declaring war on wokeism. I don't know if you guys saw him at the most recent CPAC up in Pennsylvania, but he was channeling his inner Winston Churchill and basically declaring war on this woke nonsense. So those local elections, those people who you're going to put in power at your local level, are more important than people really understand. So that's why this battle cry right now has to get people involved in voting in your primary, making sure you understand and know who the candidates are, what they believe, and get involved on that on such a local level that you can actually affect change. Because yes, you can vote in your general, federal elections, but you know, the only way that your vote can actually legitimately affect change in your own community is by focusing on your local election. And that's what I've been doing. This is the first year that I've gotten really involved in knowing who is running for sheriff, who is running for, you know, the school board in my areas, and get to know who these people are. So that way, when you go and vote, you're not just doing, you know, a Republican all down ballot. Maybe that Republican is a rhino in disguise, but you just don't know. You know, so get to know these local politicians and who is affecting your community, and I guarantee you we can start really affecting some change.
That's right, man. I went
no,
to
definitely.
My first school board meeting. Went to my first school board meeting last year. The room was about a 14 by 14 room. I was fucking shocked. There was like six of us out there in the audience, would you say, listening in and chiming in and talking. Went to my first city hall meeting last year. I live in a town of 30,000 people. I think there was 23 of us at this meeting. I've been to several of them now, and probably the biggest meeting I've been to is about 75 people out of 30,000 people in my town. We had local elections here, 30,000 people, almost 100,000 people in our county, 9,000 people voted in our local election this year. It's,
we got to change that.
We have to change that. That's where we have to start. Because fucking Washington, D.C. does not matter. Washington wasn't the ones implementing all these fucking mandates on us. It was our cities. It was our counties, our cities, our states. And so we go in and we fucking eliminate these mayors that were, that were mandating these mask mandates and these vaccine mandates. And we go after these people because those are the people that were doing it. We go after them, then we start moving towards the higher ones. But we go after the small ones, it's going to work its way up anyways.
Absolutely. Yeah, and like what Kramer said was, the local politicians, they end up moving up the chain and up the ranks, and then they end up in D.C. And so if we get some good people at the local level, like I live in Jacksonville, Florida. It's 900 square miles. We are the biggest city landmass-wise in the continental United States. There are a lot of school districts in this area. So it's very hard, with being in such a big city like this that is so spread out, to really try to vet as many candidates as we possibly can. It is so important, and I've seen the same thing going to a school board meeting, and there's only like 12 people there, 13 people. And it's like this is something that is directly affecting the whole entire school district, and you guys don't care about it? Like, and I've fallen in because this is the first time I've really started to get involved in the local. And so, shame on me for not getting involved sooner. But now I understand that this is the biggest part. This is where, like you said, Michael, this is where we begin. This is where we start. We start turning people's focus away from just your federal elections and get them to start realizing that in order to really change things, you need to get involved in the local level. So I think, with everything that you guys are doing, what I'm doing, with everything that, Kramer and Sticks and everybody who is involved in all of this, to really start focusing on getting people involved at the local level, and then we can really start to make some change.
Yeah.
I'm in that same boat, too, where I didn't realize the significance or the importance. My kids go to school. I was following along. Their teachers are great. They didn't have this woke agenda behind them. They had the requirements of the school that they wanted them to teach and all that stuff. But once this mandate came out for Washington State, it wasn't pushed. And that's where I'm at. I'm up in Washington State. It wasn't pushed upon the schools. This was mandatory. You have to do this. It went to the school boards. And Spokane, where I'm at, got loud for District 81 to not implement this on, upon our students to be able to have that as a requirement to attend classes. And then so they shelved it. And I don't know if you guys are privy to this or not, but there was this online forum that you were able to log into, watch these meetings, give your input, and they had technical difficulties, in air quotes, because the servers got flooded watching these videos. So they took the agenda of vaccine mandates for the students, pulled it off to the side, and they never went back to it. And then they said, we're not going to make this a requirement as of now. And they haven't touched it since that I know of.
And that, hold on, let me get my dog out here. That is, The mayor of Jacksonville, his name is Lenny Curry, and he is a Republican, and he started implementing, all of the lockdowns and the facial, the mask, restrictions, and the city of Jacksonville basically told him to go fuck himself, and I don't think that he's going to get reelected because of everything that he did. He was also out there marching with Black Lives Matter during when we actually did have right before we had a riot in downtown Jacksonville. Actually, my neighbor is one of the cops that got stabbed in the throat by one of the Black Lives Matter protesters. But Lenny Curry was out there, and I think he immediately, I think he's lost any attempt at getting reelected just because we saw his actions with all the mandates and everything like that. Because you know, at the end of the day, that's just been a shot in the foot to anybody who, you know, really has been pushing those vaccine mandates and anything like that. But that just goes to show you what the power of the people in your local area really has, because, you know, the school board a couple months ago was trying to implement some more restrictions, and the public outcry of it was just insane, and they said, okay, we're not going to do that. So that just, like I said, that just goes to kind of show you what the power of getting involved in your local community and local elections, you know, really can do. So I'm happy to hear that about Spokane. I mean, I know up there in Washington, like you said, the communist country, or the communist state of Washington. You know, I know that many areas in Washington are basically red, but you got those urban dense populations that, you know, all vote blue, which changes, you know, the outcome of who you guys actually, you know, send your election results to. But that's good to hear. I like hearing stories like that, you know, people speaking up and actually getting something changed. That makes me happy.
Can I tell you a story I have about TikTok and the power behind it? We had my daughter goes to high school up here in one of the high schools, and there was a report that came out that the teachers were starting to push the students to the around here they have the schools have the vaccination depots. There's like a trailer there for people to get flu shots. It's just a gathering point for these vaccines to be handed out at the time of the COVID-19 vaccine. So there was a report that the teachers were pushing the students out there to go get vaccinated. You don't have to tell your parents, just go get it done. Because here in Washington State, at the age of 13, you are in control of your own medical information. So when I take my girls to the doctor, if they want me out of the room, I got to leave the room. Even as a parent, or I'll get booted out of the hospital. I'm not allowed on their charts. I'm not allowed to look at their medications. I'm not allowed to do anything. At 13, they're able to make those choices. So these teachers, the rumor was that the teachers were pushing them out to get vaccinated. I made a 3-minute video, and it was at night. The lighting was perfect from the street light. It was an awesome video. It's probably my most watched video. I had so many comments after that of, you know, this is something where it was the moment where parents started seeing and recognizing what was going on with their students. I got a phone call from the district office themselves. I didn't reach out to them. They called me saying, we know that we have our teachers, the school board meeting. How many people are coming? Because they were worried about us coming down and protesting from that one video. So TikTok has power behind it because it does reach the masses. Like I created the video the other day about 1,000 reaching another 1,000. That's what happened here in Spokane, was that one video that I posted reached the school board meeting wondering if we were going to protest and how many people should they expect. So
that's what
apparently that had some influence on them not talking about mandated vaccines.
Yeah, that's what they need to be fearing, Lambo. They need to have 300-400 parents down there every fucking meeting. At our city meetings, fuck 25 people, 75 people. There needs to be people standing outside the building. They need a projector out there and a speaker so everybody can hear it. There's that many people there. We need to be letting these people know we're here, we're listening, we're going to hold you fucking accountable, and we let them know what we want from them because we are their fucking bosses. But they've got us so busy doing all this other shit. But, you know, I'm making it my fucking mission this year. I'm done. I am going to be involved as much as I can be involved. I'm going to make sure people at my city fucking hall meetings. I will make sure the people in my town, I'm going to piss them off just like I can the people on TikTok. I'm going to let them know what the fuck's going on. I'm going to start researching what these people are doing in my city. And then I'm going to put them on blast, and I will have everybody down at those fucking meetings. That's my mission now. That's definitely my mission.
Well,
Dockhouse, what do you got that you've been working on, Dockhouse? What have you been working on?
Okay, what I have been working on is not only have I launched, you know, my podcast, The Dockhouse Report, available on all major streaming platforms, YouTube, Rumble, Apple Music, and Spotify, but we have built a website called patriotwire.org, and it is a aggregate website. We pull articles from all over the internet, conservative, right-wing, libertarian, a lot of the Second Amendment stuff. We cover the Second Amendment in very great detail. So we got that website going right now, patriotwire.org. It's a beautifully put together website. My web designer did a great job on it. But you can tune in. I'm actually getting ready after we get off this phone call to go ahead and load up my next episode of the Dockhouse Report. So you can, like I said, you can find it on all major streaming platforms. I would love to get all of you guys involved in this too, because I think that this is a platform that we are uncensorable. I mean, we run everything. We're getting ready to launch a store, and everything is going to be run through ParallelEconomy.com, which is Dan Bongino's website that does payment processing. So we're trying to put our money where our mouth is. We're trying to get more involved in parallel economy that's being created, because I am like you guys. I'm tired of getting censored. I'm tired of getting banned. I mean, I just got out of Facebook jail for 30 days because I was talking shit to a friend about beer pong. So I'm trying to build something over here, and I think with all of us together, our combined efforts, we can really start to affect some change, really start to make some change. I really like where you guys are going with getting involved in the local, and I think, Michael, I'm going to be with you on that one. I'm going to start really pushing people to really get involved in the local elections. These midterms that we have coming up are probably the most important midterms of our entire life. We need to not only get some of these Democrats out, most of them, but some of these Republican rhinos, they got to go. So, I'm going to be very heavily focused on getting at least 10 of my friends to come and vote with me and vote in the midterms.
Yeah.
And I think everybody needs to do that. It needs to be the 10-10 rule. You know, get 10 of your friends. Get them out to vote. We have an opportunity here to take back some control inside of our government, and I think that we really need to as a team start pushing that, because we got to do it. I mean, these midterms are so important right now. So, but yeah, that's what I got going on. PatriotWire.org, check it out, and also Dockhouse Report. And I hope to see you guys soon.
Yes, sir, man. Awesome. Well, Lambo, I'll shoot you guys each other's information, man, because I think you'd be a benefit to each other.
Yeah, please do.
Get with each other. That'll be great. Well, Dockhouse, I appreciate you calling in tonight, man. You've got an open mic here.
No problem.
As well, gonna have Kim get in contact with you because we want you back on pretty soon as well. A lot of stuff going on, and we appreciate you, man. I really do. So,
yeah, I appreciate you guys too, Lambo. It was nice to meet you, Kim. I hope
you
have a great night. Talk to you guys soon. All right.
Yeah. Have a great night, brother.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
So, Lambo.
So, Mike, one thing that I went fishing with Mike, or not Mike, with Brad before, Mr. Freedom Stick, before he met with you guys in Tennessee. And one of the things that we really got into was your constitutional rights over, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, I'll just hand you all the information. It went along with what Kramer said with the ATF agent showing up at your door wanting to look at the weapons.
Yes.
You don't have a warrant to look at my weapons. I'm not doing anything wrong, but I have my rights. And a lot of people need to understand that. Even though you're not doing anything wrong, even though you might make their job harder, they will understand most people, most officers, most deputies will understand that if they don't have a warrant, they know they're not going to get away with it as long as you know your rights.
You're right.
Everybody needs to have a constitution. Everybody needs to read it.
Damn right. And it, there's even a Constitution for Dummies. If you need the Constitution for Dummies, get it and fucking read it, because you need to know it and you need to understand it. And everybody needs to do. I mean, they're trying to erase our Constitution, Lambo. I mean, that's what they want. They want a, what do they call it, a world constitution, basically. I mean, this world has absolutely
Correct.
Gone insane. But we still have a chance to take it back. We are the last free world. We have North America, man. That's it. And you know, us and our Canadian brothers and sisters, we can take back our countries if we do it together. We have to stop to just realize that we are under a tyrannical government. That's all we have to do. Realize what we are under and what we have to do to fix it. The rest is all bullshit that we can fight about later after we get our fucking countries back. But we have to unify. We have to get our countries back. And if we want to start talking about fucking black and white and this, that, and the other again, whatever. Let them fucking do it. But we have to unify, and we have to get our countries back, or there's not going to be anything left. And I have two kids. I have 23 and 24 nieces and nephews. I can't leave this shithole to them. I mean, we have to fight. We have to fight. And I'm not going to leave the app. I can't. I have to fight. But, man, I want to just step back and just get local. But there's still people out there that I think need to hear my voice.
Well, we have 77 days until November 8th, and or November 6th. No, November 8th, when the general election is. So we have time to get organized, get a plan. Here for Washington State, I'm going to start organizing. I don't know how I'm going to do it throughout the state, but in Spokane, I can start organizing ballot box parties. Get people to go out, have a couple beverages, watch the ballot box being dropped, because we're a mail-in and ballot box only. So invite your liberal friends to come with. They don't want this election rigged, just like we don't want this election rigged. You've got to find common ground with the opposing side that you are friends with. And I don't think Kramer really answered the question when I had asked him, what's the next step? We remove all of these people from office that we don't want in there, but then we just elect everybody from our side. So now we've got the other side wanting to do the same thing because they're thinking, you know, what we're thinking right now. That's not an answer. We need to come up with a neutral government, a JFK government, get back to that middle point again. How do we get there? That's the question.
Well, I think Kramer thought your question was, what do we do with them? And that's why I think he went into the indictments things. But, yeah, you're right. We can't just have a fucking red-minded Congress, Senate, president. We can't just have that. We need a middle-line fucking government, one that doesn't just think for one side. And that's where these liberals and shit think that we're crazy. That's what they want. And that's what they basically have right now, is everything's – you know, leaning left, and they get away with whatever they want to do. That's not what I want. I don't want a fucking red wave. I don't want every fucking Republican in office. I don't want everything going through, because all they're going to do is push their agenda, and it's not fair. That's not what the United States was built on. That's not how it's supposed to be.
Correct.
Everyone's supposed to have a fucking voice. And so if it's just leaning one-sided, it's no, you know, one side has a voice, and that's not fair. That's not what I want. I think we need to definitely go through with a digital constitution. These people on these apps need to be held accountable for what they're doing to people like us. You know, letting these leftists do whatever they want, get away with saying and doing whatever they want to on the app is as much as child porn and showing tits and ass and just, you know, pushing pedophilia and all these things that they allow on their apps. They need to be held accountable for that. And they need to be held accountable for censoring us. So, I don't know, man. I think there's so much we can still talk about. It's nuts. Our world has gone crazy. Y'all be on the lookout for another account from me, I guess. I'll be making a new one. And, yeah, about it, man. I really appreciate
your
you
voice
coming
matters.
On the show. Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate
thank
you
for
you
having
coming
me.
In and filling in for Chatio, man. First person I even think about, because you're a very sensible guy. You've got a great voice. You got a big heart, and I appreciate everything you do, man. So. So, Miss Kim,
thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you for staying over on the show with us tonight, Miss Kim. We love you, girl, and everybody, thanks for listening in. What do you got, Miss Kim?
Well, I want to thank Lambo big time. You know that I've been bugging Michael to get you back on the show for quite a while, and I was like,
yeah,
okay, he's not returning my calls. What the hell? So I do appreciate you very much filling in short notice. Next week we have Miss, I always get the name screwed up. Was it Miss Six in the whatever, the child trafficking advocate? We have her back.
Miss Six.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have her back, and yeah, great show again. It was nice. Dockhouse called in, and Kramer. I love Kramer. Absolutely love Kramer. So him and I had about an hour and a half conversation this afternoon. So it was great. Absolutely phenomenal. So thank you, both of you. Much love to you both. And yeah.
Yep. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you. Dockhouse, if you're still listening, definitely give me a call. Kim just sent you my number, or Mike sent you my number. Give me a call, and we'll connect on our end and see what we can come up with. But if anybody's listening, you can check out my podcast, A Little Extra Lambo. The Linktree shortcuts are in my bio for on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher.
And what's your TikTok name right now, Lambo?
Patriot Lambo 2.0.
All right, so everybody can find you on there. So Patriot Lambo 2.0. Badass Patriot. Y'all go follow him if you're not following him. And I appreciate everybody in the chat room tonight. It was a little slow in the chat room because I think Chad wasn't on his live like he normally is and gets everybody over there in the chat room. But thank you, everybody, for listening.
Can I just say one thing? Michael, I was going to call you after the show, and I was going to say to you, you can't quit. You can't give up on TikTok. And exactly what Kramer said, even if you only get to make one video with the middle finger sticking up, you can't quit. That's what they are hoping for. They're hoping we get tired of throwing ourselves against a brick wall. We can't quit.
Yeah, I'm not. With TikTok censoring me and them taking me off like they do, I'm actually flattered, you know, that they're that afraid of me. So it's not really TikTok that's pissing me off and that's making me want to quit. It's the treatment that Kramer's catching right now. I don't want that for me and my family. I don't want to have to fucking go on there and try to defend myself like he is on there. That's why I made the video the other day saying that if you come at me, I will not come back at you because I don't give a fuck. I don't care what anyone thinks about me but God. That's the only person that I need to please on this earth. And so I really don't care what anybody wants to say or do. I really don't. As long as they don't come to my house, they have to remember I live in Texas. I have the castle law. I'm not afraid to say I have my guns. They didn't fall in the river on a boating trip, and I will shoot your ass if you come after you come for me. So anybody listening, that's going to happen. But I love you all. Kim, I'll never quit. And if I do try to, you just come after my ass. So.
Well, I'll kick your ass. I'll kick your ass.
Oh, no, you will, all the way from Canada. So y'all have a great night. Lambo, once again, man, thanks for coming on such short notice. You let me know when you want
my
me
pleasure.
On the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
We'll be there. Yeah, y'all have a great night.
I will do, man.
See y'all next week. Same time, same place. See you next time.
Yes. All right. Good night.